Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And a 420 inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring Afro Man.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
Afro Man and Because I Got High taking on the band known as Dash Rip Rock.
Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
Afro Man, Because I Got High, take it on Dash, Rip Rock, and Let's Go Smoke Some Pot. Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
We those tweets.
Coming up right after we drink and toast. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from today happened while I was high. Guys, I partake of the THC every once in a while on a past trip to Winthrop. Some friends brought some chocolate edibles, 10 milligrams each. Walked out to the town square 100 yards away, and before we went, I ate one 10-milligram chocolate, waited, and nothing. So I took another, waited, and nothing. I then took a third, and we left for the walk. I got about a fourth of the way down one side of the street and stopped dead in my tracks like someone hit the pause button. Wife looks at me, hey, are you okay, honey? Me, I'm so effing stoned right now. Ended up buying some expired license plates and a $24 pair of wool socks. Red and sparkly, but they were women's socks. Still wear them proudly. Enjoy the weekend, brethren. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. As we move on to the birthday emails, hola, gentlemen, today is my son Ethan's 9th birthday. So can he get a, your penis is too small, so, followed by some random fart sounds. I thank you guys from his dad, Steven, in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Bitches, I want to wish my wife Erin, a.k.a. Rebecca, a very happy 28th birthday. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about our plans to go to Anthony's tonight and going to the Tulip Festival tomorrow?
Yay.
Hey, whatever. I'll thank you guys. Keep on rocking. That from her rad husband, Tim.
Yeah, Tim, I have terrible news for you. First of all, you don't realize she did not mean the restaurant when she said Anthony's. But you'll appreciate him. He's good with safe words. And as for the Tulip Festival, ask her, can you throw a festival with her tulips?
Yeah, it's a good thing about going to the seafood restaurant tonight is you already be able to tell if she's going to swallow. What's the oysters? Oh. So they slide down the throat.
The Four Lip Festival.
Wow.
Damn.
Wait, let me see them two.
Damn. Damn. You know.
Olamatollas, I want to wish my husband, Brandon, a very happy 37th birthday today. Can he get some thrill shotgun gets? And the Dirty Germans talking about his 37th year. Maybe some Coach Ted, pumping him up about his late 30s. Love from his beautiful wife, Crystal, and minions, Big Ben, Zoe, and Xander.
Get. Yeah, for your birthday tonight, based on this email that I've just heard now, I would say that maybe tonight you should make yourself useful and polish some crystal.
Yeah, do you know if it's the real version, though?
Yeah.
Or is it just one of those little knockoff ones?
No, you see, apparently you just ding it with a fork, and depends on the sound it makes, he'll know.
Yeah, if you do it hard enough, she'll turn into coal.
Yeah.
People doing that at the Goodwill all the time.
Also, by the way, what are those giant hats people wear? There you go.
What do you mean?
Now, what's the company?
Yeah.
What, they make the giant hats. People have been wearing them. But one guy went to the University of Maryland. Noggin Boss.
Yeah.
So if you watch any sports and you see these giant hats, you should buy one for your wife, Crystal, who signs off an email from your beautiful wife, Crystal. The size of her head, she gonna need one of them giant hats.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to say happy 43rd birthday to Tuna Can Tom, the best dump truck driver this side of the Puyallup Inn. Proud to be your stepdad. God, is it? Can you get a Leroy Jenkins? I want the Evan Zabro. I had a hiccup. And get the Dirty Germans to talk about big dumb trucks like his mom's.
Nice.
That from Derek.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that your wife is known as the dump truck, because that's what we all call her. But the thing that I like most about her is her dirty, dirty mud flaps.
Yeah, the other cool thing is I like when she takes her pants off and starts the beeping.
I just stand still until she makes contact.
Beep, back it up, baby. Yeah.
Bring that dump truck over.
Hello, guys. My dad's 45th birthday is today. He listens to the men's room every single day and has been for many, many years. So my sister and I wondering if you could give him a men's room birthday with our biggest thank you from the daughters of your biggest fan, Dealer's Choice there. Mike on the sound effects.
Dummy.
Please clap.
Guys, today's my 49th trip around the sun. Can I get a barbershop quartet, turtle sex, and maybe Miles telling me what to expect for the last year of my 40s? Rock on, bitches. That from Jason.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
All right, Jason, here's some inspiration with some dad jokes. Dad joke Friday. A woman goes to the doctor because her butt hurts.
Okay.
Doctor says, where does it hurt exactly? Woman says, doc, it hurts at the entrance. Doctor says, lady, if you keep calling it an entrance, it's going to keep hurting. Did you hear about the hotel room with a bathroom, a kitchen, and a bedroom?
No.
Pretty sweet. What do you call an Egyptian's anus?
What do you call an Egyptian's anus?
The Sphinxster.
The Sphinxster. All I could think was pyramid.
And guys, police have arrested a dog for giving birth on the street.
Are you kidding?
Charged with littering. Dead or fried.
That's a loaded question. What do you call an Egyptian's anus?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, gather around.
Hey.
Hello, guys. Let's see here.
I was like, where are we going?
I've been listening to you guys since the buzz. No one ever remembers to message me for my birthday, so I'm going to shout one out for myself. It's my 46th trip around the big old ball. Can I get a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans telling my wife what to get for my birthday? That from Kinder.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, this is simple. All he wants for his birthday is free of charge, a mouth hug.
Yeah, it's the things you did before he puts the ring on it.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It doesn't even matter if it's you.
Yeah.
Just get him a mouth hug. He won't complain.
Tonight, everything's an entrance.
Yeah, you can binge watch what you want while he gets a mouth hug.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for bringing some.
You know what? Honestly, let him watch a series. Like, if you're watching a series together, let him go ahead. Two episodes. Live a little.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for bringing some sanity and humor to our lives. Our friend Chris has completed yet another year and is closer to retirement at the end of this year. His friends at the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard would love to let everyone know how much he enjoys his birthday, especially when everyone knows when it is. So, could Miles please tell some dad jokes, followed by your penis is too small, and the dirty, dirty Germans letting him know what they have for this submarine shipyard worker on his favorite day. By the way, guys, he likes it nasty. Happy birthday, Chris. That from your friends at PSNS.
Nasty.
Couple dad jokes for you. Dad Joke Friday. Guys, speaking of tomorrow, did you guys know that my best friend and I were both born on 420?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, every year we throw a joint birthday party. Steve, I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows on way too high.
Oh, yeah?
She looked surprised to me. I'm going to get rid of them all.
Why are you so upset? I'm not upset.
Should I do this? Yeah, I'll do this one. How do you know when your girlfriend is getting fat?
How do you know when your girlfriend is getting fat?
When she starts to fit in your wife's clothes.
Oh, wow.
Ted, you know this one. What do you call a man with a rubber toe?
I don't know. What do you call him?
Roberto.
Roberto.
Bill Cosby told me the funniest joke last night. Bill Cosby told me the funniest joke.
You don't say.
Yeah, if only I could remember it. Come on, Mark. Did you hear about the Italian who broke both of his hands?
No.
Couldn't talk for a whole month. Finally, Dad Joke Friday.
I take offense.
Little Johnny Badmouth joke. Little Johnny missed school one day. The next day, the teacher asked where he was, and he replied, I had to take the cow to be inseminated by a bull. Teacher asked, couldn't your dad have done that? Johnny replies, maybe, but the bull does it better. Dad Joke Friday. Patolos, want to give a great big shout-out to my brother Rick. He's 52 years old. Have an OG fish sandwich or your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans talking about him being a steel stud framer and sheetrocker. From your big brother Rob, love you guys and keep on rocking.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Cut that bitch off.
Cut that bitch off.
Yes, Steve.
Next call.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your accent, but when I hear a sheet rocker, that tells me that you're the pitcher.
Yeah, it was his stud farmer as well.
Yeah.
So I assume he just walks around the studio and just finds us.
And one more birthday shout-out, guys. I want to give a huge 80th birthday shout-out to my grandma, Linda, an avid member of her church, the best grandma, great-grandma, and a retired Kent school teacher. Wow. Linda is the matriarch of our family. She's requested smoked pork tacos and that we all do the jitterbug instead of talking about how old she is. So can she please get a pep talk from Coach Ted on life in your 80s and the dirtiest of Germans for our favorite teacher? Thanks, guys, and as always, keep on rocking from the House of Russell Rockers.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. My mom's turning 80 in a couple months here, and I tell her the same thing. Like, you did your job. Sure, you've been responsible for 80 years. You've been putting up with these people, all right? Now you're in your 80s. I say you turn to your family, do whatever the hell you want. You get to be the drunk one at the family function. You know what? Like, just have fun. I don't know if you're single. Go join a community. Meet some guys.
Yeah, you're turning 80 years old. Never too old for a dirty German. This is what we would do for your birthday. 80 is simply 8 and 0. So after I 8, you will 0.
See,
wow, you're charging?
For free. On the house.
And since she's 18, we'll be there around 3 p.m.
Yeah.
If you look at the 8, it has 2 holes in that welfare.
Yeah, it adds up to 3 total.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Albert. Let's see here. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
All right.
Sid's sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek. Sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek Fresh Steamy Sheets Store.
3 cents fast.
Sid's sheet filled with shanty sits in the shady sheet folding down the town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek.
That didn't work out.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for 10 vs.
the FCC. Gotta go with some tongue twisters for Ted last night. What a late night it was. Believe it or not, I mean, typically what we do is, in the event of a loss,
yeah,
we bring back the previous Ted versus the FCC.
Right, right. Different redemption.
To see if he can become the, you know, the new reigning champ. So what happened was, I packed up all the Ted versus the FCCs that I had and took them to Muggle Shoot Casino.
Uh-huh.
All right. For our listeners to give a shout at Ted versus the FCC. And I left my entire folder of Ted versus the FCC's backstage.
The whole thing?
Yes.
All that time we put in, man. All those late nights. You son of a bitch.
So, thank goodness, our buddy John, he sent in a listener, Ted versus the FCC. So we're going to go with this one. And Ted, it goes something like this. How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck? The way that we do Ted versus the FCC. One time through, three times fast.
You got this, Ted.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, he's out there. Truck chucking.
No, yeah.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
3 times fast.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
One.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
Two.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck crock?
Ah.
Crock?
Right, Chris.
All
you
do is
the judges come through. There we go. Back in the win column on Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room. And they stay there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota Mets will drink a toast of the weekend with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hyatt and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study says mentally stimulating work plays a key role in staving off dementia.
I think mentally stimulating anything helps stave off dementia.
I agree with that.
Right?
It's
cool if it's work, cool if it's what you do at home, cool if it's crossword puzzles.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Pardon my ignorance, but the brain is in some ways a muscle, and just like any others, if you stop exercising it, it will atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Do whatever it is to just kind of keep your brain engaged. Stick around.
Or tell your boss you need more mental stimulation.
Yeah.
And make sure you use the word stimulation. They love that in HR.
They really do.
I need to be more stimulated at work.
I feel understimulated.
You know what I mean? I just sit here all day, just flaccid. I need something to get my brain erect, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Need to get my brain, huh?
I need a brain erection. That's what I'm looking for, boss. A brain erection. It is excited and wants to do something about it.
Brain erection. Oh, God.
A wave of quote-unquote peak boomer retirees are about to burn through their savings and clinging to Social Security.
Well, yeah, you saved what you saved when inflation goes up.
Mm-hmm. It's the last group. So it's the last group from that generation. So they're born 59.
Right.
Would be the last.
That still count?
It does. In that window. So what they're saying is that, you know, these people are, this is the last group, but there's a lot more of them, and they're all going to retire at the same time, which is the largest group that's ever retired in one time.
Right.
With Social Security on the hook. Most of them do not have the savings required to do anything else.
Live in this modern.
Yeah,
you save for how you understand the world to be right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then things take a turn.
Yes, they do.
Things that you invested in and hoped would just kind of carry you because you know what? Sears is never going to fail. Let's put our stock in there.
If I bought my house for $39,000. Well, guess what? Times have changed.
U.S. Steel.
Exactly. Enron.
Right.
Chrysler.
Yeah. There's a recent rise in counterfeit Botox incidents.
Ooh. I can believe that.
Well, everybody's doing it.
Right.
Botox is the face, though. That's not like the butt injections and all that other stuff.
It can be used in other places, but the more reputable places to bring a Botox, saying like, look, if you're trying to get rid of crow's feet or the blah, 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 blah. We know celebrities do what they do, but generally speaking, it's, you know, it's done in moderation since it is basically, what, like a disease? Mm-hmm. Better stick it in your face.
I don't know the science behind it, but I feel like, yeah, it is some sort of...
It used to be... I'm just amazed at the age people do it now.
Yeah.
You mean younger age?
Yeah, 20s, 30s. It used to be people would kind of wait until they were older. And I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, are we sure this isn't going to affect you down the line?
They're not. It's botulism. That's what it is. Botox is botulism. So the thing is, like, if you're old and go for it, you go, it ain't like you're getting better looking anyway. Swing for the fence. Who cares?
Right.
But yeah, if you're in your 20s, like, I got bad news. It's about as good as you're going to look.
Right. And I... You look the way that you look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. That's me. That's me. I'm just going to say that's me. You know what? We've been kind of teasing.
Actually, Mike, you could use some Botox. I mean, you are unsightly.
I am just a scraggly,
just
droopy,
a mess. Yes.
Nothing, man. I need to tighten up this thing.
Droopy nothing.
It's a nasty-ass face. We've been kind of teasing it all day long. Today is kind of the precursor of something that's just possibly a little bit more fun. I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to partake in a little bit of something tomorrow. But you know what? Don't go in blind. Don't go in not knowing your facts. And in fact, I got a bunch of fun ones.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Fun facts about weed. There happen to be well over 1,200 slang terms for everyone's favorite flower. Cannabis, the devil's lettuce, ganja, reefer, the green goddess, hemp, herb, grass. But the first known time the sticky icky was referred to as weed, it was in the early 1910s. In fact, it was officially listed as one of the new terms for cannabis in the 1929 edition of American Speech. In closing, allow me to quote Sergeant Joe Friday from Dragnet. As my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you? Positive Friday.
He showed me that clip earlier today.
I saw that scene right where they're like, what are you smoking weed? He's like, relax, it's a little bit of weed.
Right. And here's where you go. Here's where it leads. bad places. Some fun facts about weed. So this article that I found actually has a whole bunch of them. They range anywhere between the history to its effects as far as your health goes, how it's been through society and perception and all that, and just some other random old fun stuff. So pertaining to the history, it says here, cannabis or weed has a long history of human use, dating back to at least the 3rd millennium B.C. in written history, and possibly even the pre-pottery Neolithic era, if you will.
I bet you it inspired writing. You got to write about this new thing.
Dude, you got to figure out a way to communicate.
We need paper to roll these joints. Maybe you can write something down on it.
Most ancient cultures did not grow cannabis to get high, but to use it as an herbal medicine. This is thought to have started in Asia around 500 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of different medicines that that it was used for, and I feel like even today they're still kind of experimenting in different ways that marijuana, hemp, CBD, whatever it is, can be used in the different medical communities.
Sure. A couple weeks ago, I did something to my back. It was killing me.
Yeah.
And I put on some CBD ointment. I mean, it super helped. I didn't know there was even any weed in it because my mom had left it months ago. So I think it was Mike was like, did you use CBD? I was like, no, man, I use this really good stuff my mom left. I'm like, oh, mom's using CBD oil.
She knows what's up.
Turbocharged.
And by the way, Mike, you'll appreciate that you're doing this list right now. We just got a text from Robin Fox.
Oh, no kidding.
Says, no lie, hopping in my car to go smoke at the beach.
Atta girl.
And on the radio comes all the ways to refer. To reefer.
Yeah.
Mr. Jerks. That's what you're
Mr.
Oh, you're
Robin.
Getting high on the beach. We're in the studio for crying out loud.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
man.
Who wins this battle?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
I'll trade.
The Chinese character for hemp depicts two plants under a shelter. Cannabis cultivation goes back at least 3,000 years in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Damn. 3,000
years. Mike, have you ever heard the term smoke a rope? Smoke a rope, because my dad actually used to have hemp ropes.
Well, yeah, World War One.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Hemp's
when
really good for a lot of stuff. Yeah, and hemp doesn't have the you're not going to get
high qualities,
hemp.
But the idea of this plant does a lot more than just, like, you can have hemp sheets, you can have hemp clothes.
Yeah,
you can,
absolutely.
Hemp does a ton.
Absolutely. In the Neolithic age in China, hemp fiber was used to make paper, clothing, sails, and rope. The seeds were used as food. Like, they just as Miles was saying, there was a lot of different uses for this thing.
Yeah. I wonder if you could make, they have popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, right. You pop weed?
You ever... doesn't have it anymore because there's no seeds in weed.
But sure.
Mike, back in the day, you'd have a whole bowl and maybe you miss a seed or two, right?
Yeah.
And it pops. It's like a pop.
Yeah, it did.
But never thought about putting in a little bit of hot oil and seeing what comes out when you blow it.
Seeing if it makes a popcorn.
Right, exactly. Weed corn.
I need it.
Does anybody do that with, like, you know, a lot of people make, like, weed butter. Like, do you ever melt it on a popcorn and just kind of mix it around there?
I'll definitely do that.
I mean, that would probably send me...
I'm just wondering what happens when the seed actually cooks and pops.
I don't know.
Hey, see if it looks like that. Cannabis was an essential crop in ancient Korea, with samples of hemp and fabric discovered as early as 3000 BC. In the 19th century, cannabis extracts were used as medicine in Europe and the United States. Sir William Brooke O'Shaughnessy, an Irish doctor studying in India.
Did you say he was Irish? His name threw me off.
Found that the cannabis could help reduce vomiting and stomach pain in people with cholera.
You don't freaking say.
Yeah. It's a fun little plant.
I have done that to people before.
What's that now?
Like, they're not big weed people, but it's like you're on, like, a, you know, like a trip with a bunch of the fellas or whatever.
Sure.
And they're just, it's the next day. They're still puking or whatever. I'm like, I will cut you off a small amount of this edible. Just trust me.
Right.
It'll make you feel better.
Man, again, now that Robin is listening, I hope that she remembers this incident. One of the few times that we were down in Vegas for whatever rock radio convention that we were down there for, right? We went out and we had a great old time. We lit it up and drank way too damn much. It was one of my earlier times with you, Jamoke, so I was hurting pretty bad. Sit at the bar. Miles is just being a champion at the bar, but I just kind of sit up there and post up looking through one eye, and I'm thinking about getting a shot. And then you and Robin come on down, Steve, and then Robin is just bopping all the way over there, and
we
she
had gotten
feels
stoned.
So much better than she should, right?
Yeah.
And she comes right up to me. She says, could I interest you in an adult chocolate? I was like, you know what? Why the hell not?
And so it
I
has tried cocaine in it. We're in Vegas.
And then I sat there, and they had music videos playing up on the TV there, and I ended up just laughing at one. It was great.
And you felt better.
I felt so much better.
That's why we showed up kind of bopping.
Exactly.
I'm in a good mood. How about you? I am too.
I know.
We're off to see the wizard.
Exactly.
The wonderful wizard. I know weed is legal in Vegas, but it's still hard to find.
Yeah.
You gotta
go off strip.
Yeah, the stores are.
But they don't sell real weed on the strip. You gotta go off strip.
Yeah. Right. They sell like.
They don't want you to sit. They don't want you to just sit there and stare at the slot machine without putting money in. All these lies.
Wow.
Jesus. I will say, I swear by that place, Planet 13 down there. That is like a weed superstore and really, really cool.
The weed superstore.
Indeed. The first recorded use of marijuana for recreational purposes was in China in 2373 BCE. At this time, Emperor Shen Nung, known as the father of Chinese medicine, used marijuana to treat conditions such as malaria and poor memory.
Wow.
Damn it, dude.
And that's when it happened.
Oh, God.
He's played never it. Like that before, Mike. In that moment,
and that's how it happened.
He played joke. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God we're
and
in radio.
We're moving on.
Thank God we're in
we're
radio.
Moving on.
Some more fun facts about weed. Cannabis may help treat some types of epilepsy that are resistant to other medications.
I've heard that.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug called Epidiolex, which contains CBD, to treat seizures caused by two rare epilepsy forms that I cannot name.
I mean, look, I like smoking weed as I like it. But there's a lot of good stuff that it does as a medicine.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And that argument's been made for a million freaking years.
Right.
And you know what? Even somebody told us a couple of months ago that cocaine, it's illegal. But certain dentists can use it.
Right.
Right. If you can use the medicinal benefit of it, then absolutely use it. Like anything, if you abuse it, it's not good.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know what? I have never had a seizure in my life, but I have seen those that have, and it does not look like any kind of fun. And I have heard and actually caught in videos of people that use CBD products or THC products, whatever the hell, I don't care. But they use it to treat those seizures. And like what I have seen what seizures are, if you can do anything to stop that invest in that.
And nature's like, we got your back. You just gotta be cool with the dummy. I tell you what, those great. Here it is. Dennis gets a pass, though. It's like a drug kid in a candy store. Like,
give
this weekend's gonna be amazing.
Didn't you ask?
Yeah, I mean, I've told the story before, but I'm getting a root canal, and it's gonna dock. I need some more gas. And he's like, sir, the nerve is gone. You shouldn't be feeling anything.
I'm not.
Right? It's that uncomfortable, like. I guess I'm just asking for gas, huh?
Gas or not? Can you just hit me again real quick?
I got a balloon and a 20. Does that help?
Yeah.
I'll save it for later.
Even though you're a dentist, I'll call you a doctor. Will you give me some?
I heard you was dentist feel good.
I'm a doctor. He's the one to call dentist feel good.
I mean, look, I've told that story, but that is an awkward thing. Gas. There's not a nerve in there, sir.
I'm sorry, you misunderstood my point.
Yeah.
I need more gas.
No, it hurts on the other side now.
Yeah,
it
hurts on the inside.
Right. You know what, Doc? Gas me again. Take the other one out.
I got 90 seconds to kill.
Cannabis may have some benefits for people with alcohol or opioid addiction by reducing withdrawal symptoms and cravings.
Mm-hmm. Yep, California sober.
There you go.
Right, there's a term for it now.
I didn't know that it actually helped with withdrawals, though. So figure that
it
that
calms
would be...
your body down.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what
that's
it is.
Okay. Just
if you have a tension headache, weed's going to calm your shoulders down.
You know what weed is? Weed is that bumper sticker that says, keep calm. Whatever.
Live on.
Just keep calm, man.
Carry on. Keep calm. Carry on. And then there's others that are like,
you'll be all right. I might freak you out for a minute, but you'll be
also,
right.
Like, alcohol's so prevalent, you don't think about it. But, I mean, there is people that are hardcore. Right, and it's like if they just quit cold turkey, like they're gonna have serious withdrawal issues, like doing an opiate.
Absolutely. Some studies have found that cannabis users are less likely to use opioids to relieve pain and more likely to quit alcohol use. However, this finding is controversial, and more research is needed. It says cannabis may also have some positive effects on mental health, such as reducing depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and social anxiety.
I think it's tough for a lot of addicts to cut everything out.
Yeah,
because I think with any drug use, alcohol is typically involved as well.
Yeah.
But if all those things have to go away, and the only thing that you can do to maintain yourself is smoke weed, then
that's your best bet.
You're still probably ripping cigs.
Absolutely.
All these other things.
Chugging coffee.
But you know what? It gives you an alternative to still be able to relax and not have to lean on those other things.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Some more fun facts.
I mean, Dennis Leary, right? He had a show called Rescue Me.
Yeah.
Where he's a firefighter. And that's kind of a famous thing, is that he struggles with the bottle. And the one time he's like freaking out, his sponsor shows up in the bar and he's like, what do you do? You know, and they're going through it. Then he's like, well, what do you do? He's like, I smoke an S-ton of weed. And that was his sponsor. He's like, I don't drink.
Right.
Now, I'm here for your drinking.
Some more fun facts about weed. The word canvas is linked to the word cannabis because canvases were traditionally made of hemp. There you go.
If you like art, you like weed.
All you painters out there.
Yeah.
Bob Marley was buried with his Bible, his guitar, and a butt of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you his grave was dug up. They stole that weed, put his ass back in the ground.
And all the phone numbers of his kids.
Yeah.
It's a blonde.
I have the goddamn Rolodex.
I have 14. No, 17.
Shakespeare may have smoked pot.
You think so?
Researchers found traces of cannabis in pipes unearthed from his garden.
Come on.
I just assumed that
anybody didn't think he smoked weed.
He wrote comedies.
Right.
That weren't even funny.
No. Yeah.
And people laughed. I mean, like, come on, man.
Yeah, there was high.
He's writing it and he's laughing his ass off.
That's great.
Right?
Amen. What a blue to you, one blue to me.
Yeah. Billy's tripping over there.
Yeah, I find it funny that
Romeo's going to kill himself. Think about it. Two teenagers fall in love with a family to hate each other. So they poison each other. They die in the end. I mean, this is hilarious.
No, dude. This guy's best friend is a skull that he talks to. Yeah. You get it?
He's not crazy, dude. It's like the Wilson volleyball. Is that skull the original Wilson?
Oh, you know what it might be.
And you can picture a stone person just staring at a skull and be like, to me?
Exactly.
What should not be?
Three bitches. Witches.
What a stupid question.
Three bitches.
And then I'll leave you with this. The ancient Egyptians used cannabis to treat hemorrhoids, inflation, and pain.
Oh, I never smoked it that way.
They also used it in suppositories and ointments.
I don't know if I... How bad do you think hemorrhoids were in ancient Egypt that...
As bad as they are today.
They didn't have preparation
H,
bro.
But I'm saying the idea is they had to go like to the pharaoh, like, my ass hurts.
If you have true hemorrhoids...
I think you understand how bad my ass do something.
You got to get salt water, man.
I know, kid.
I mean, you got to live by the ocean. That's your only hope, Obi-Wan.
We got the Nile.
Tonic.
Yeah. My ass hurts. What are we going to do?
And speaking of 420.
Hey, man, is that river flowing the wrong way?
I'm serious. You need some Epsom salts, man. That's the only way to go.
Hey, man, let me just blow some of this on and see what happens.
Speaking of 420,
whoa,
which is tomorrow. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, head on down to Tacoma. 3 to 5, the morning show. Daily Mix is hosting their first ever party at the Chuck E. Cheese down
family
there.
Family friendly, and everyone's invited. Bring the kids, and it's absolutely free.
Absolutely.
The idea of doing family friendly for one of our events is so alien to me. Like, so I'm talking to Migs this morning. I'm like, no, dude, that's great. Like, people can actually bring their children under the age of 12. It's wholesome.
I'm going to find one in Tacoma and haul one in there with it.
Yeah.
It's right beside the mall.
So I'm just going to walk
no,
in.
No, I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going
to
find me a kid.
Need to
hey,
grab
kid, you
want to
go to Chuck E. Cheese? Your mom will never know. Let's go.
God, you're going to be a mugshot on Monday.
Yeah.
A woman in Tennessee.
I mean, right. That's not even a funny joke. Welcome by, kid.
Hey, kid, you want to get a Chuck E. Cheese?
Come on, Chuck
E. Cheese. Sir, do, sir.
Arrest that man.
It's free. The rat's going to be there.
There's a party in there. There's pizza.
Yeah. Maybe you can meet a friend. I don't know.
It's got blue cheese on it. There's a Snickers at the bottom of the ball pit.
And in my van.
Keep digging for it, kid. Oh. Yeah. I ain't seen him in 20 minutes, but the balls are moving, so I think he's okay.
Where is Dave?
Is that the name of the kid that's in the ball pit? I grabbed him from the Dick's Sporting Goods.
He gave me pizza.
Threw him in the ball pit.
The rat gave me pizza.
Oh, a woman in Tennessee had something interesting in her luggage, Miles, and I'll tell you what it is at 5:50.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.